The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Okay, before we get into this episode, I just want to say thank you to our partner, Truly the Party Pack. This is a really fitting episode. They're sitting here on the table with us. If y'all are watching on YouTube, if you're not, you need to be. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Flavors actually look fire. We have watermelon, citrus squeeze, raspberry, and
pineapple. Pineapple is my favorite, actually. They're really good, and they're perfect for what we're going to announce today to kind of pair it with.
Wait. This could so what we're pairing it with could so be a drinking game. Just saying that.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll get into the episode.
Hi, y'all. This is House Guest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show.
We're back, everyone. Everyone's favorite guest. You and Dom are definitely tied. Who do you think's been on more episodes now?
Well, I need like the exact amount that Dom's been on. I really don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked if you like knew.
Passed her.
No. Well, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say I wouldn't be shocked if you had it, like you had tallied it. You'd gone back since I started this podcast 5 years ago and you were just doing your own like research just to see.
But I do think we need an episode with me and Dom.
Is there beef between you guys now?
No, but for some reason, I feel like people might not think that we're like friends.
That's actually very true. Dom is basically your good friend.
Yeah, like I give her updates on my men. Like, we're good friends.
Yes. Yeah, so Dom and, you know what?
Can we do an episode with the three of us?
Starting a rumor.
Okay.
Macy and I have been starting rumors just like for fun. And I'm starting a rumor now that you and Dom hate each other.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'll squash it.
Perfect, on the podcast.
With all three of us.
Yeah. I just think that people might think that because they've never seen the three of us like in a room together, you know?
What if they think it's like one of those things where it's like, well, I've never actually seen Macy and Dom in the room together. Like,
we're the same person.
Yes.
Yeah, let's start that rumor.
That would actually make more sense to me. You know what? Okay, so I started listening to Smartless like this morning. I actually listened to half an episode.
I low-key saw, she sent me a screenshot and she was listening to Smartless. And I was like, are you a listener of that? I don't know what it is.
It's new, but it's new to me. It's not new in general, but I will say they put their guest names in quotes. So it'll be like Kelly Clarkson in quotes. So like for this episode, I'm going to do like Sydney Sweeney in quotes, but it's you know?
Perfect.
So it's like kind of the same vibe, similar vibe.
You could actually get away with saying that I'm Megan Maroney because if you guys are watching on YouTube, I did heatless curls last night. And to the untrained eye, it might look like I just am in seventh grade and just learned how to use a wand for the first time. But once you look at it longer, it's like, no, that's giving Megan Maroney country star. I even have my like Tarte shimmer gloss on. So I don't know. I'm going to the airport tonight. Maybe someone will be like, Megan. I'm like, no, it's just Macy Thompson.
Notice how she just like slides Tarte in there.
Oh, yeah. guys, the Tarte shimmer gloss is actually so good. If you didn't know, my car was broken into about 2 weeks ago and they took all my lip products. And in that purse was a bunch of my Maracuja Juicy Lip Plumps. And they did not take my shimmer ones. So I've been relying on it. If they ever want to know who to send to Bora Bora next.
You know what's weird? I don't think I've seen any content from Bora Bora.
Really?
Besides like Hallie and Jess.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen anyone posting from Bora Bora.
I have only because I'm very invested, but like I've kind of tailored my For You page to be it, but yeah.
You know what I want to do? Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
I want us to go through our Instagram Explore pages.
Okay.
First off, I forgot Instagram Explore pages existed until about a week ago when I realized that mine is so perfectly curated for myself that I just can't stop looking.
Wait, before we get that out, I just want to say whenever we record a podcast, it's always during like work hours. So like if you're watching on YouTube, sometimes you might see me like disassociate checking my phone because I'm on the clock. But just want to let everyone know my phone's on airplane mode.
Oh,
good. Not airplane mode. Do not disturb. I'm like, we're in a studio, so I'd be very professional today.
Yeah, she had to be professional.
Like, if my boss
at
needs
my
to
house,
reach
she said
me,
she doesn't care.
Yeah, if my boss needs to reach me, like, sorry, we're clocked in. Okay.
We're clocked in.
Sorry, Ben.
Okay, so my For You page or Explore page is like homes, antique finds, needlepoint, some nurseries, wallpaper. Yeah. I mean, it's like a really, really great handcrafted thing. But let me see yours, actually.
Mine is all Taylor Swift memes, bridesmaid dresses, and The Bachelor, because that is everything, and dance videos. See, look.
Are you watching The Bachelor this year?
Yes, and you're not. And it makes me so annoyed. And now I get like, you don't like when I don't read the same books as you, because this season of The Bachelor is so good. Oh my God, it's so good.
Now that I started watching TV since, you know, my new needlepoint career, what is that?
Explore page.
Oh, let me see this.
The Bachelor, you guys. Also, I went to San Diego State with Daisy, and we've been like social media friends for a little. I'm not just saying that to like drop her name, but she is so precious and I just love her. And it makes me so invested in the season, being like, oh, I know her, even though we're just like acquaintances.
Would she know you if she sees this clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, you should go on, because I would love to have like a dear friend on the show. Like, it makes it so much more fun when you can kind of be like,
oh. You want me to go on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Okay. That is like the last place you probably would ever find me.
I know. I just want me to go on.
What reality show would you go on if you had to go? Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, sorry. Duh. That's not really reality. People are really invested in Love Is Blind right now, so I could see myself. I don't know.
Who would you say that you look like, Megan Maroney?
I go on Love Is Blind and I'm like, everyone thinks I'm Megan Maroney. Then he meets me and he's like,
I get Megan Maroney all the time.
And he's like, this is Gypsy Rose.
Shut up. Gypsy Rose is also a fine girl.
So she's baddie.
She is a baddie.
There's a rumor that her and her husband were divorced, but
there's also a rumor that they're having a baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pick one.
Yeah, I know.
I guess.
Also, guys, I keep itching my nose. Like, I promise I'm not picking it. I have like some insane itch going on right now. So,
you know, I don't think anyone noticed that, but now that you pointed it out.
Well, I'm the queen of pointing out my flaws, so someone else doesn't have to.
Totally, totally. Okay, so this isn't a big episode. Well, this is, first off, really, this truly is a no list, just vibes episode.
Yes.
That's where we're at today. We have a lot to catch you up on. We haven't recorded. I haven't recorded like a normal episode.
There has been so much that's changed. Well, okay, sorry.
Because in my life, there's been so much that's changed. Yep.
We're not at the dark humor page.
Wait, yeah. She wasn't really going there. Just like
I'm just saying, I can't remember the last time we recorded. Was it like November?
Probably, but you're just in the vlogs a lot. Guys, I mean, well, no, probably it was, because Macy's, we're not even, unfortunately, going to be able to get into, you know what? We should just get into the bit before we
okay,
get
yes.
into that. So,
you guys, this is a very,
like a drum roll,
this
please.
Is a very exciting episode, and I don't even know, we're going to have teased it by now, but Kenzie came to me with this idea, I don't even know when, it was months ago, and
it was probably like October.
Yeah, I was so excited, because I've just always wanted to work on a secret project, and this is the most on-brand perfect one ever, and it is The Bit. And you might be like, what the heck is The Bit if you're not watching? And it is a perfectly cute, curated, okay, curated just sounded like the right word to use, card game.
It is curated.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry.
That's just the word that all the influencers use. It's a card game that could not be more me and Kenzie, like,
it's the perfectly curated, non-GMO, organic, paleo, gluten-free.
If you guys have seen Kenzie's other friend of mine card games, they are all just like the cutest thing ever. And you have what? Nightcap? What's the other one called?
Dinner cards.
Okay. And those are all like questions, you know, getting to know people. But so you have the truth part of the card games. Those are the questions. Mm-hmm. Those are the truths. If you want to play truth or dare, those are the truths. But in The Bit, we have the dares, but it's more than that. There's three sections. It's what are the odds, would you rather, and superlatives or most likely to. It's just like the most chaotic, fun, random, like if you've ever wondered, like, what's it like when you guys hang out, like, this is it.
So, yeah, if you guys have ever wanted to hang out with us.
If you have ever been begging, like, Macy and Kenzie.
On your hands and knees.
Macy and Kenzie, like, what can I do to hang out with you? I'm literally, like, foaming out the mouth. This is it. And it's called The Bit. And even the box design is just so me.
Well, it was designed to be so Macy. I love this episode of QVC, by the way. This is actually great.
Isn't it?
You did forget the 75 cards. I don't know. You're going to be just not getting there.
I'm just getting so excited. So there's 75 cards, three sections.
So it's 75 cards. It's a little bit bigger than the typical dinner cards and nightcap cards.
And let's just like read off some of them. But like, they're just chaotic. For example, a lot of these, what are the odds? You do it. It's like a dare. It's all things that I've done. Like one of them is send a well thought out breakup text to a boy you've kissed once. Like I did that. If you guys remember the music festival weekend, I kissed a boy and we obviously like didn't chat after. It was just a music festival kiss. And about 3 weeks later, I was like, wait, he needs to know where I stand. And I sent him a well thought out breakup text.
Find the text.
I can't remember his name. That's the issue.
He's a baseball player. So it's like one of four names.
Okay. You keep talking
like
about
Austin,
it.
Ben.
Yeah. You keep looking for it. And
keep looking for the name.
No. You just keep talking about the game.
And you're going to do it.
Yeah. Can you tell them about the design?
Oh, okay. So yes, thank you. My talent over here. We worked with an illustrator and the design is stunning. This will be a normal episode, guys, by the way, don't worry. But it's all like nods to Macy, even like some of the card games, like podcast listeners, you'll get the subtle nods. Like one of them's like, would you rather have the skinniest waist or the fattest ass, which is a nod to, you know, our J name episode. Exactly. Another one's like, would you rather publicly date a boy with a J name or have lice for a month? Obviously, our J name episode. The design itself is stunning. We've got Aperol spritzes. We've got little clocks. We've got, we sound so J name obsessed.
We sound so J name obsessed, but it's just like,
I just want you guys to know that like what happened with Macy and Jay
could not be further in the past.
That, and it's also became so much bigger than we ever imagined. And we're so grateful and love the support. And now it's just like it's just like a staple. You know what I mean? We have little cowboy boots. There's a little purple frog. She went to TCU. Blue little pom-poms, obviously, because she is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Lots of stuff. This morning, I woke up. I was getting back into my routine. I've been working out this week. I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things slowly but surely and implementing my healthy habits back into my life that have really kind of gone out the window the past like 6 weeks or so. And the first thing, of course, that I brought back, even though I've been taking it, but I'm trying to like be a little bit more consistent, was my AG1, because I know what a difference AG1 makes in my life. And also what an easy habit it is to add. Since I started drinking AG1, which was honestly, I've been a customer of theirs for at least 2 years. Like early days when I had my townhouse, I was an AG1 customer. I have just always loved the stuff. I genuinely really love the taste, but I definitely notice more energy and I feel a lot more nourished. So not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's really just a powerful, healthy habit that is made so powerfully simple. Just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. They also have travel packs, so I just throw them. I actually have in my suitcase just a bag of AG1 travel packs that I don't even take out because I know that I'm going to use them whenever I'm traveling, and I just love them. They're so amazing for you, and it's such an easy thing to do in the morning. Also, I love my little green tin can that I have with my coffee maker. I make it before I drink my coffee so that I'm actually like, you know, I'm not just going straight to coffee, okay? This is the one thing that has made me like stop drinking coffee as soon as I wake up, okay? So if y'all want to take ownership of your health this year, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/houseguest. That is drinkag1.com/houseguest. Check it out. I just want to say I've been a paying customer of AG1 for the longest time, and I used someone else's code when I first got into it years ago. So I really highly cannot recommend it enough. It is so good for you, and it is such an easy habit that makes like getting into a better routine even easier, because it's like slowly you're just adding things in. You notice how you feel so much better, and then it's just amazing, and then you want to add more. So anyways, it's amazing. Again, that's drinkag1.com/houseguest. Y'all, we need to talk about this new bra that I've been wearing. It's from Maidenform, from their M collection, and the name is the Maidenform M Seamless Lift Bralette. So listen, we all know the feeling of a really uncomfortable bra. I don't really love underwire, but I hate when I get a comfortable bra and my boobs look bad, or it's showing underneath my clothes, or it's not comfortable and it just doesn't look good. Like, I want a bra that's comfortable and lifts and looks good under clothes, okay? And this is the bra. I get a lot of DMs asking when I'm wearing like my tight t-shirts how my bras are just so seamless under it. It's actually this bra. It's seamless, so it lays really nicely underneath clothing. And I don't like when my bra is showing through clothes unless I'm like trying to go for that look, you know what I mean? And this one is just perfect. It gives you a natural lift. And it's also wire-free, so it's really, really comfortable, but it's also really supportive, so it actually looks good. So if y'all are looking for a good, seamless, like, bralette that's comfortable, but also lifts and makes your girls look good. I've never said your girls before. That felt weird coming out of my mouth. Anyways, this is the bra for you. So get a taste of M. It's a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. I also have an amazing bodysuit from them. And again, it's seamless. It looks amazing. It really lifts you up. And it's just, I don't know, it's really flattering. I like to feel good in my clothes. Like maybe if everything else in life is, you know, not going the best, at least I want to feel good in my clothes. You know what I mean? They have really amazing, buttery, soft fabrics and the best colors for such good prices. Their stuff just makes me feel so confident and I love it. So visit madeinform.com and use code houseguest20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's madeinform.com, madeinform.com, and use code houseguest20 for 20% off your first order.
I found the text.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So after I kissed the boy at the festival and I sent him a well-thought-out breakup text 2 months later.
Also, keep in mind, she didn't just send it. We had about 15 people at my house. She airplayed this to my TV and then sent it.
Exactly. So it's, hey, can we talk? Space. Okay, I've been thinking about it and you're a really good dude, but I just don't think distance is going to work. I felt so bad going on without saying anything. It's not fair to you or to me. I just think moving on is the best for both of us. As much as I want to give myself to someone else right now, I need to focus on me. I'm sorry to spring this on you so out of the blue, but I'm letting you go. He never replied.
Period.
But like those are the types of dares.
Should we text him again?
We'll leave him alone. But those are the types of dares that we just love to do. And would you rathers, like whenever I'm in the car, I just break out into would you rathers. It's my favorite activity. For example, would you rather spend Thanksgiving with Abby Lee Miller or have your entire family forget the rest of your birthdays? Like, you know,
there's some like really good ones in there. Anyways, it's a really fun card deck. Perfect for girls' night. Perfect for honestly, literally anything.
Honestly, it was inspired by like a bunch of the card games not having good dares for truth or dares.
Yeah, I'm being boring.
Like we just got a little on a hinge. It's so fun. I just picture like girls giggling and playing this or boys, whatever. But it's so cute. It's so fun. It's unhinged. It's chaotic. It's just everything that encapsulates not as chaotic.
I know. You know what? I think like maybe not right now in my life, but like people might be surprised to know like there is a little bit more chaos to than you might first expect.
The naked eye. It's my favorite thing to say.
The naked eye. You might see me as just an 80-year-old grandmother.
But you've got some chaos.
No, I do have some chaos. Also, like, not to bring up age again, because Macy is ageist, which we will get into this on the podcast. It's just our, you know, our age gap friendship that is really...
Yeah.
First off, we probably wouldn't have been friends if you met me when I was 23, because I was so, like, wild and went out all the time, and you just never
liked
that. That's
an update. I'm not 23 anymore.
No, and by the way, thank God.
I'm 24 now. And you guys, I was watching one of Kenzie's TikToks about like your different ages. And you said at 24, you were just like going to the bars and everything. And I feel like that's kind of like the era that I'm.
You've been going out a lot more recently.
Well, I went out once.
That's more recently.
No, I
also,
know.
Like Macy's really had to like make do without her private chef and social life coordinator. Yeah. And honestly, beyond that, just normal coordinator. So how have you been, by the way?
Guys, like. I've been hitting the town. No, I'm kidding.
What have you been eating?
I don't even know what I've been eating. If I like without Kenzie cooking for me, like guys, I don't want to sound like an insensitive bitch. Like I've been taking care of her.
No, she really has. By the way, we should preface with that just so everyone is very clear.
Like, this is just not a deep episode. So we won't get into that. But no, I like don't even know really what I eat. Like I'll get a rotisserie chicken for the week and like get creative like tortillas and stuff.
Ooh.
Really been on my egg grind. Like if I have my eggs and toast in the morning, that holds me over for a little bit, but a lot of takeout, not even that much takeout, like Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I have been establishing, I guess, should we get into this right now? Like without you, like I've been establishing my roster.
Sure.
Do we want to dive into that?
I would love nothing more than to dive into this.
Yes. Well, I just think that as like the chronically single friend, I have to do my duties of like going on dates and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that. And I kind of took a break for a while.
If you're the chronically single friend, then what am I?
Well, here's the thing.
You're the chaotic chronically single.
Yeah,
I am the like, I'm tired.
I'm just like the chronically dating friend. Like I'm always like on my private story being like, okay, so this guy, he has a job. No, but yeah, I've been establishing my roster and I don't even know how to get into one of them. Like, how do we like kick off the roster? Do we even want to get
one of them is just so special.
And
like, if you guys, we won't get in. She's not allowing me to get into this.
But, I just
like,
don't know how we would get into it.
We'd have to do a start to finish early. Yeah. Well, okay. Just to preface this, to let you guys know, this man makes Jay look like a fucking angel. Like this, there's nothing you can compare it to. There's nothing you can do start to finish. If we honestly don't even bother updating our friends on it because it's exhausting to even tell the whole story.
Here's the thing about all the roster men is that each one makes the next guy look like a saint, an angel. So mm-hmm. we had Jay, who just straight up told me that he was on his way from Houston and didn't show up for the date, which literally even forget about that.
ETA 3:30. So you might forget, I never will.
Yeah. We have Jay, who didn't show up to the date. So I have the next one that's a pathological liar, but he showed up. So I'm like, wait. He's the one. He showed up.
No, but then she like will meet a guy who is like a normal, well, normal
like,
for a bit.
Like normal compared to the rest.
Yeah, a normal guy. And she's so bored. And to be so honest with you guys, I'm bored on behalf of Macy as yeah. well. Like, I want the crazy. Yeah. Like, we have an acronym.
Yeah, it's BBB. Bring B name back. Because yes. this guy was just going in waves and would stop talking. Okay, let me just sum it up the best I can. We matched on Hinge back in November when I was at Kenzie's house, and it was like just a total joke, whatever. And turns out he completely essentially lied about his entire identity. He was a real person. He was great and like outgoing and looked like Glenn Powell. Yeah. So, which is why a lot of it got away with it. But yeah, he just.
But you always forget this part.
What?
This is what part you need to remember. Can you guys tell that we've told literally every single person that's ever walked this earth a story?
But we haven't really.
Well, people in my life at least.
Yeah.
Y'all had the exact same sense of humor. And Macy, as you guys know, is the funniest person alive. Yeah. So to find someone with not even a sense of humor, but that sense
and,
of
like,
humor.
He threw it back even yes. a little bit harder.
Like he was, might I say, like a little funnier at times.
No, I know. So we
and
had
please
this...
don't take offense to that. I don't mean it.
I don't at all. And that's okay. why I'll defend him. Because yeah. this man lied about his entire being, but yes. he was so funny. And I was like, he's the one. No, but we've gotten rid of him. And I've just been going on dates. And at the beginning of the year, I made a joke. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have one boyfriend a month, no overlapping. And I've honestly like accidentally done that. No, I'm kidding. They've all been atrocious. So no, I'm kidding. Not all of them.
Macy, after guys, and listen, you know, I'm thinking of you guys first. I'm an audience first yeah. sort of girl.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the audience is being deprived of the story. Okay.
I know.
But I understand, and it's your choice, whatever. But Macy did say that if we sell out the bit cars, by the way, they also are limited edition. We yeah. forgot to say that. That she'll tell the story and come on and do start to finish. And like, I'm telling you guys, this is our craziest story yet.
And it's just so hard to like even allude to it without saying every detail yeah. because every detail, like people's jaws are dropped right open. I want to say this at a live show, mm-hmm. but we don't know when that live show will be. But also, if we didn't explain the bit cards perfectly, all the info is on the Instagram.
We
with,
did.
Like, the breakdown.
You did a great job.
It was. Okay. I just wanted people to know like how funny they are. But I yeah. feel like it's a you don't know until you have them. Like totally. when we were doing the photo shoot and taking photos with them, we were playing them and cackling.
Yeah, like they're so fun. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I just had to say.
Yeah, totally.
Because sometimes I'm like, no, you guys don't get it.
You're like, I promise you.
They get it.
It's like the Megan Maroney curls.
Yeah.
Like no, the naked eye.
To the naked eye, guys, Megan Maroney curls.
Oh, can we tell them about?
Oh, yes, we can tell them about. I'm sorry. I love you. So as you guys know, this man lied about a lot of different parts about his life. And sometimes I would, you know, question it, call him out on it. And the first time I ever called him out on his lies and was kind of trying to get to the bottom of it, basically he lied about where he worked. And that's a very easy thing to find in today's day and age. And so I called him out. This is back in November. And I was like, hey, you don't work here. Well, and I did it in a more creative way.
Yes.
Like I set it up and I was like, just trying to figure out where he worked. Because at the end of the day, I wanted this man to work out. Like he was so funny. So I'm like, hey, like, where do you work?
And that's the craziest part about this story.
Is that I wanted it to work out.
Yes. Because Macy, like at first when it happened and we're like finding out all this stuff that is so batshit, I'm like, all right, well, it's literally a guy you match with on Hinge. We don't even know him. And then Macy's like, yeah, whatever. Then we're in the car at McDonald's and she like gets defensive over it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You do whatever you want. Even though, if you guys, again, knew the details, it's so batshit crazy. And throughout this, we only find out more and more and more about this man, who, by the way, I actually think is a person I would really like.
Yeah. You would love him.
I would love him. Yeah, I would really love him. But it just gets crazier and crazier. And the fact that at the time, Macy's lying to us too, being like, no, it's a joke, oh, whatever.
Well, I didn't know for a while.
Well, you were going in and out. So yeah. She wasn't fully lying. And then for her to be like, yeah, I said that because I really wanted it to work out. Like, that is so, oh my God. Like, seriously, we had to do start to finish.
I just want to say, you guys probably might think I'm attracted to the most crazy people ever. But in reality, I know exactly what I want. I know exactly who that is. And I have not found them yet. So in the meantime, I'm going to be doing things for the plot.
Macy, no one is judging you. This is our other thing. She's so concerned that people will think she's crazy because of this.
Well, they can think that.
First off, if people thought that, think about my dating history.
No.
Okay? There's no one who has a worse dating history than me. Second, Who cares?
Like, no, I don't actually worry about them thinking I'm crazy. I just think that a lot of these men are very questionable and that's not actually what I want. I'm just bored. Okay. But yeah, I called him out for where he worked and he was like, I'm sorry. Like, are you trying to say I don't work here? And like, he was trying to gaslight me back. And I'm like, no. Like, my friend, okay. I called him out for not working there. I don't hear from him for a few days. And I'm like, you know what? This guy's not real. Let's just have some fun with it. So a few days later, I just sent a quick little,
well,
Kenzie came up with it. We're
sitting outside Starbucks in Highland Park. It hadn't closed yet. We're really upset. And then we find out that Ralph's is actually opening there. So we don't care anymore. And we're waving goodbye. And then I'm like, should we text so-and-so? And Mason's like, yeah, sure. So I was like, amazing.
Yeah, let's
like, what should I text him? I said, say, I'm sorry. I love you.
I'm like, okay. I literally type out, I'm sorry. I love you. And I send it. Like, that's the thing. Like, when you do things for the plot, nothing matters. Totally. And so that is just such a good text to use on any crazy man or any man, period. Like, I'm sorry. I love you.
The craziest part is he came back.
He came back. Like, that's the craziest thing is that there's actually nothing too crazy you could ever do because men are crazier. He came back 3 weeks later on Christmas Eve. So there we go.
I didn't even think about the fact that it was Christmas Eve.
I know.
I was just so lost in the lore of this man. We need to give him a different name.
I know.
I will say we're like really stepping into our B name era. Like, and guess what? I also went through it at your age.
Yes. Well,
it was dark.
The thing. Every boy that I've gone on a date with in the past 3 months has been a B name. Should I say the age? Does that give away too much?
Sure. FBI watching.
B name. 27 years old in finance. Well, one of them lied about being in finance. I don't really know what he does, but B name 27 finance bros. Like, that's been my roster so far. So the next guy, I'm like, it cannot be a B name.
The Truly party pack lately has been the best thing ever. All right. I just hosted some of my girlfriends over. We had a cute little pizza night and I had the Truly, like the hard seltzer party pack. And it was amazing because it gives you a flavor for everyone. It was perfect. And that's really literally all I had to do. It's also a great thing to bring to someone's house if they're hosting you. Just the best, okay? Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That is why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry, and a new party pack. So the new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. They have 4 fan favorite flavors, including the brand new raspberry that everyone's loving. My personal favorite from the pack is the pineapple. Bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it to girls night, bring it wherever you're going. Especially, I think it's good to have on hand, honestly, for like housewarming stuff. It's just amazing. With this new pack, there is nowhere that you can't bring at the party. I love Truly. I've always loved Truly. They have only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can. So it's the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution, unless your resolution was to have less fun. Each flavor is really light, they're really refreshing, and they're made with real fruit juice. I've actually brought Truly multiple times on party buses, and we have had the best time, and they're always a crowd favorite. I like to bring them to pre-games, like really wherever I'm going, then I need to bring a pack of something. I love Truly, so I'm excited about the party pack. So to find a Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That is trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. Listen, y'all. It is so beautiful in Texas right now. I cannot believe it. Normally, our Februaries are brutal, and it has been so beautiful. I've been going on a lot of walks recently. I'm actually really considering getting into pickleball. Maisie told me that she's actually not tried to get me into pickleball, because she thought I would just be too extreme and then start asking her to go play at 6 a.m. So, you know, whatever. She's gone past that and now she will be allowing me to play pickleball with her, and I've been getting new outfits and those are all from Roback, okay? I love Roback. It's giving chic. It's giving breadwinning housewife. It's giving like what needs to be given, okay? I just tried a couple things from the new women's line. I got some joggers. I got a matching top. I got a matching like long sleeve quarter zip with a skirt that's gonna look so cute for pickleball and even just on like my cute walks on the trail and stuff. And they have the best fit and the best feel. The hoodies and the joggers are unbelievably soft. I actually got some for my mom as well because I knew she would love them. They're so soft and the fabric is literally called V-Soft. And I wear them just like lounging around or like a day, you know, running errands again, like when I'm walking, whatever. You guys know I'm wearing lounge stuff for like activewear pretty much all the time. They also have really amazing soft crew necks. I cannot recommend them enough. And the active dress, amazing. Listen to this. This in itself is enough to sell you, okay? They designed the active dress so that you don't have to take the dress off when you've got to go. It is brilliant, okay? And it's still really comfortable. They use super lightweight, breathable fabric, so it just keeps you comfortable while you're on the move. So if y'all haven't already, it is now time to try out some Roback. So use the code HOUSEGUEST on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. So that is spelled Roback. It's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That is 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code HOUSEGUEST. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback. Guys, that's through the end of this week. You want to check it out. That's an amazing deal. And the stuff is incredible, especially for summer, especially if you're trying to be like a tennis, pickleball, you know, active, outdoor, walking, hot girl walk kind of vibe. You know what I mean? So again, that's code HOUSEGUEST. Speaking of B names, guys, I got this text last night. Let me see. Should we reply to him, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, so Macy was over doing her, like, rent the runway out of my closet. And we're sitting in the living room, and I get this text. Hi, it's Ben. We matched on Bumble a while back. And for some reason, I meant to text you, and I never did. So sad. Sad face. Space. How are you? Like, I don't have Bumble.
She's like, I don't have Bumble. I'm like, reply to him. She won't reply.
No, but I don't have Bumble, and I wouldn't have, like, given...
Just say, I'm sorry, I love you.
Should I?
Yeah. Wait. Do it. No, because we don't know.
We don't know. We don't have any banter with him. It's not funny.
But do you know what I can do is I can do a reverse number search on him. Could you pull up his number really quick?
Wait, why can you do that, Macy?
Oh, so glad you asked. You guys, I did pay for a membership to truepeoplesearch.com. And my Rocket Money app that keeps me up to date with my subscriptions was kind of wondering like, hey, are you meaning to pay $10.99 a month for this? And I was like, yeah, absolutely I am. Because no. Some of my men have required background checks.
No, Macy was like, Netflix canceled, Hulu canceled, True People Search. Keep.
So, like, we need that. Like, we're going to do a reverse number search on him right now.
It's crazy, too, because she already has a friend who can run.
Okay, don't reply. This is not a Ben. Oh, wait.
You know what?
Wait, no. The last number was wrong. Hold on.
I did have the thought. Like, what if this is, like, my sister and Wyatt, like, trying to mess
okay, with me? It's not Ben. His name is something Fitzpatrick, and he's 58 years old from Cleburne, Texas. Like, we're not replying unless he has a son named Ben or something.
Maybe.
We can view a full background report later because I do have.
With his real name?
Say hi, Harold. Sorry.
No, like, what if it is his son and it's just on his phone plan?
That's true.
And then he's like, what the fuck?
He texts weird. Let's not reply.
No, like, the sad face did something to me.
Yeah, and the space between the question mark.
Like, what are your thoughts on, like, men who use emojis?
Well, I don't like it. But it could be cute in a way that they're so innocent and, like, not online that they don't know that it's cringe.
I agree. And, like, yeah. I am hoping it's that.
I'm hoping it's that. But it could be, like, oh, my God. Like, one time, a guy, he was so cute, but he started using the laughing, crying, and the shrugging. He was like, and I was like, we have to go. I'm so sorry. We can't go on like this. But ideally, it's just like plain Jane, no emojis ever.
You know what? I've actually done a complete 180 in the past 5 seconds. I want my man so out of the internet world and just actually the world in general that he doesn't understand that using emojis is like odd.
But then we had my man who completely lied about everything, had no internet search, so I had to pay for a background check. Do you want that? Do you want that, Kenzie?
I don't know. I mean...
We have so many things.
At 24, I would have.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But now, at 26, our age gap friendship.
I know. You guys, we might be 26 and 24, but our age gap is so much more than that. We're 16 years apart.
It's actually much larger than it seems.
If anyone ever, like, if you ever see a comment asking Kenzie how old she is, reply on her behalf and say what age should we go with, 46?
I was thinking 38.
Wait, 38 is kind of believable because people look really young nowadays.
Yes.
And it's not like 38 is like super old. It's just like older.
And my dad owns a med spa. Yes. So they're like, wait, that's the rumor we start.
Yes. We're really into starting rumors for ourselves these days because no one else is going to advocate for you. Like, you have to start rumors about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I started a full-fledged year-long rumor that I'm a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader because I advocated for myself. Yes. So your new rumor is that you're 38.
Okay.
Let's keep that going. Like, made my life as a 38-year-old in Dallas. Yeah, perfect.
No, I, like, create a scandal.
Yeah, perfect.
Wait, I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, cool.
And I'll be like, how I became friends with a 38-year-old as a 24-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. And like, what do we talk about at the dinner table? Yes. Don't worry, she has dinner cards.
Kind of like Kourtney Kardashian, Madison Rae.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, you can tell them that I created the dinner card so that we would have things to talk about.
Because you're not even millennial if you're 38, are you? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm so far removed from being a millennial. The thing is, I am Gen Z.
Yeah. No, I'm like, she's not.
I mean, wait, actually, no, I'm 38. Okay, I like that.
Okay, perfect.
Coming out about my age.
I just realized we have another story to tell them. This was not a B name. It was a D name. And we need your help.
Thank God. It was on my list, my No Licious Vibes episode.
Yeah.
Danny from Georgetown.
Danny from Georgetown, you guys.
I'll set the scene. Guys, we had to fly, or no, we literally drove, and that's where this went wrong. So currently right now, obviously I'm going through it. There's this thing called like grief brain where like you just don't, like my brain fog is so bad. I don't remember things, whatever. You do things that you wouldn't normally do. Macy and I, well, I had to go to Austin to record a podcast episode I was contracted out for. So we drove in that night and then Macy was just there for moral support and also like she loved the girls. She wanted to come anyways. And yeah, we just drove in for the night. We were like leaving the next day, whatever. And I was like, wow, I feel like, I'm having a good night. Like I'm doing a lot better.
You're able to drive.
I'm able to drive. Like, oh yeah, I drove the whole way.
You're focusing on the little things here. Like the big things. Like I'm driving to Austin. That's totally, such a big step.
And I am such a big picture girl. The details just are not for me. They don't matter. Details such as gas. So all of a sudden, my sister's boyfriend called us and I was on the phone with him. And then I'm like, wait, I gotta go because my car started feeling weird. And I already have like car PTSD because one time I was driving Brooke and Danielle to LAX and my tire blew out on the freeway. And I have those like alerts that tells you when your tires like are low, but I like ran over something. I guess it was like a nail and immediately whatever. Long story short, I get like really freaked out with car stuff. Like I get like very stressed and I'm like, oh, whatever. So I'm just thinking, oh, maybe something's off, whatever. Then flash back to a couple hours before that when I remembered we were leaving and I told Macy like, oh yeah, we got to stop for gas.
I don't think you ever even said that.
No, I did. I remember it so vividly.
Okay.
But you probably just weren't listening to me, which is actually a lot more likely of the story.
Okay.
But I was at least like, maybe I was just saying it out loud.
I probably just didn't think it was like so urgent. Yeah.
Well, because it wasn't at the time. Yeah.
200 miles before.
Yeah, we're 2.5 hours into this drive, guys. And all of a sudden, my car is like stopping. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, we're out of gas. I look
down. 35 going like 70 miles per hour.
Yeah. I look down and it's the first time I've even looked. I normally check my gas thing just like I see it because the time, the temperature. I hadn't looked down once. I look down, we're at zero. And I'm like, okay, like that's fine because normally if you're on zero, that really means like you got like 10, you know, like you're okay. Yeah. But the problem is I think that we were driving on zero for, I'd say an hour at that point. So we get off the highway.
Well, the car starts like, like it's like it's like making sounds. And like, guys, I've never ran out of gas. Like I'm like trying to stay chill. I'm like, like, no, I'm like, we're so good, girl. I'm like,
Yeah. So we get off. We're like on the shoulder and then we're turning and you can see a gas station. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to turn into
this
gas
station. It was so far away.
No, it was so close. It was literally 0.2 miles. It was like, Macy wanted me to call fucking triple A guys.
We're in a stranded field and we could barely see a light in the very back corner.
Okay. Like Macy, it was actually 0.1 miles away when I tracked you up by my friend. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get out. I was like, I'll go get it. Whatever. Macy's like, no, I'll go. She wanted me to stay in the car because I was kind of in the intersection. So I guess that was a little bit scarier, but I will say.
I'm like, you stay in the intersection.
Yeah. We weren't fully in the intersection.
We were kind of like creeping in.
We were creeping in and I'd gotten off enough to where like there's these semi trucks behind me. It's pitch black. It's probably like 9:30, you know, very late for me as is. And we're probably like a foot away from like these semi trucks, like not hitting us.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God. So Macy goes.
I just want to say, you guys, like I'm weird about gas stations. I don't switch up what gas station I go to. When I first moved to Dallas, I decided which gas station was going to be mine. It's always populated. There's always women there. Like I am a gas station scaredy cat, as women probably are. So I'm like very scared of gas stations, but I'm like, you know what, Kenzie? Like you stay in the car. I got this. Let me put on my superhero cape. Like
because she wants me to get hit by the semi-trucks.
No. I just was like, you know what? I can do this. Like it's good for me to conquer something that I'm afraid of. Like do one thing a day that scares you.
Yes.
So I'm like, also, there was no sidewalk. We're on the side of the highway. I'm like,
title of the episode, do one thing a day that scares you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Yes, we'll decide which one. So I'm like literally running along the side of the highway because I'm like, okay, let's just get there. I'm walking in. I'm on the phone with my guy friend. I'm like, oh my gosh, people are looking, but it's fine. Like there was worker men there. It was kind of scary. And I don't even know how. I was like, where do you even get the gas tank? I figured it out, obviously. I filled up the gas tank. The guy at the front desk was like trying to explain how to work it. But anyways.
Oh, he tried to tell you beforehand.
know how to open it. Like, not how to put the gas in. Yeah. So I go back out. I'm filling up the gas tank, like looking like just some little blonde, lost, tiny, tiny, itty bitty little girl out there in the wilderness.
So small and frail
and scared. And there's some construction worker men that I was getting very bad vibes from that were just staring. I'm like, mind your own business. But anyways, that is when my savior, my lover, my long lost friend, Danny comes in and he's like, excuse me, are you the girl that just like ran over here? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, yes, save me. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if I could just drive you back. Like, I don't want you walking over. I can even just follow you along. And I was like, no, I'll go with you. And he had a really cute truck. He was so cute. He had like a flannel.
This is the girl who's afraid of gas stations, but she then gets in the car with a random man.
He had a flannel and a sweater vest on. Like, tell me you don't trust those vibes. And he had a really cute truck. He had like Apple CarPlay.
I don't trust those vibes.
I do. That's the issue.
Yeah.
No, I get in the car. He had like Apple CarPlay. Like, I'm pretty sure something came up from like mom or someone. Like, I trusted him. Okay. But we start talking and like, it was just the center of a rom-com. I'm not even kidding. Like, it was, he was like, so where are you from? I'm like, oh, we're from Dallas. I told him that my friend has a podcast. He should have been able to find me from that. But keep in mind, guys, this is a 0.1 mile drive back. And I have
like 2 billion podcasts in the world.
Okay. You should be able to find yours. I have so many regrets because he was going to drive all the way up and then make a U-turn and come around for you. But I was like, oh no, I can get out here and cross the median. So our 2-minute car drive could have been like 5. And I just didn't want to ask for his number. And I know he didn't want to ask for mine because he was like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm giving this young, beautiful girl. No, he's like, I'm giving this young, beautiful girl a ride. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ask for her number. Like, that's creepy. So, yeah.
Okay,
that's Danny from Georgetown. I miss him so much. If any of you guys know Danny from Georgetown, please let me know. Unless he's married, then I will feel so awful. And he was just a nice man and he did nothing disrespectful because he really didn't.
I want to start this off by saying we are looking for Danny from Georgetown.
We really are.
We really are looking for him. I also want to say that was so crazy of you to do. Really? But I was on the phone with my mom in the middle of it. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I called my mom, you know, whatever. I will say, like, we really handled it really well.
Really? We were so calm.
We were very calm the whole time, whatever. And it ended up being such a great, like, honestly, we got such a rush from him. We're like, wait, that was so much fun.
That was so fun.
Like, it was so fun. But I'm on the phone with my mom and I'm like, Macy just texted me that some random man is giving her a drive back.
I didn't even say that. I just said, got a ride back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine me and Kenzie in the intersection in a random town getting a text saying, got a ride back.
Mind you, I can see the gas station. It's 0.1, and I cannot stress that enough, 0.1 miles away.
It was so far.
So I'm like, no, I think she's like fucking with me. I think it's fine, whatever. And my mom's like, please tell me she's not in the car with some random person. And then I'm like, no. In that moment, I look up and I just see Macy coming across the
out of a truck.
From a truck. And I go, nope, she was serious. All right, well, I gotta go. She made it here alive.
So we should do an episode of like this episode without context with Gotta Ride Back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
So anyways, we are looking for Danny from Georgetown. We did do our due diligence in the Dear Media office. No luck there.
I have an idea.
Thank you for raising your hand.
Yeah, of course. You know, Two Step in Georgetown, Texas, April 20th and 21st.
I think that's, is that when I'm in Stagecoach?
No, no, that's the weekend before.
I don't know if I can.
I don't, that would be a lot, but I just had this like vision of me finding Danny from Georgetown at Two Step In. But realistically, I don't think I'm going to be able to swing it. So if any of you guys go to Two Step In Georgetown, please be on the lookout.
No, like, make a sign, Danny from Georgetown, we're looking for you.
With the cute, sexy truck, please.
The cute, sexy truck. I'm just telling you, like, I asked, like, what age she thought, and she said 32. And I was like, I feel like Georgetown's, like, a small town. Like, a man's going to be married at 32.
I know, that's what I'm worried. But usually, guys, we're at the age now, like, where I always am looking for wedding rings on people. Because, like, a lot of people apparently have them these days. And I just was so in the moment that I didn't even think to look. Not because I was trying to make a move, because that was not what I was thinking about. No, yeah, we really are at the age where everyone has rings.
Your brain just like works so fast too, because it's like in the midst of Gasgate, you're already like literally picking up a man from the gas station.
Yes. Wait, we didn't even tell them about our wedding hashtag.
This is the best part of the story, yes. And everyone needs to know this.
I did come up with a hashtag for...
I need to tell it. I need to... share how it was so much funnier too, because you're gonna leave that part out.
Yeah,
it's like 10 minutes later, we're driving, we're like on a different topic, whatever, and Macy goes, oh my God, in our wedding hashtag, we were not even talking about this anymore, would be
all gas, no brakes. So you guys are all invited to me and Danny's wedding, all gas, no brakes. I'm so excited, but it's not gonna be for a while because I'm actually a professional bridesmaid right now. I'm literally leaving right after this for another bachelorette trip. So due to that, I can't get married this year because I'm like a bridesmaid in so many weddings.
And that, by the way, is the only...
That is the... If I wasn't a bridesmaid in so many weddings this year, I would be getting married this year.
Duh.
But yeah, I might put like 2025 bride in my bio just to start a rumor about myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Okay. All gas, no brakes. 2025 bride featuring Maisie Thompson.
Perfect.
Yes. That's the episode name.
Well, I just think that, like, realistically, if you think about it, I could be a 2025 bride.
Realistically, yes. Also, I've said this so many times, like, I will be dating engaged a year.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, when people are, like, dating for, like, 3 years, I'm like,
no,
I could not do that.
I'm telling you, like, I'm a firm believer in when you know, because I'm a firm believer in when you know, when you don't know, you know. You know?
What did that make?
Okay, so, like, when you know someone's, like, so brutally wrong, like, I can look at someone and be like, no, he's not the one. Because of that, I believe in when you know, you know.
Okay, it just sounded like you were doing one of those, like, podcast gibberish clips.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big words, like, you know?
No, that kind of was a podcast buzzword.
When you know, you know. When you don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's why, like, when people say when you know, I'm like, oh, bullshit. But I now believe in it because there's so many guys that, like, I know that I don't like.
What are other things that you've thought are, like, BS that you now believe in?
I don't know. When people tell me, like, oh, it's just different with him, like, you know, I'm like, no, you didn't. But now I kind of believe in that.
What did your recent fling make you believe that?
When you know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was when you know, you don't know.
Mm. When you don't know, you know.
Yeah.
So hard. I miss him. BBB.
I know. Well, I got kind of confused because all three of them have been BBB, but there's only one that you cared about.
Yeah. I don't even know the other guys' names.
No, you don't need to.
They don't matter.
I'm so excited about this sponsor because my family loves Factor. So eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef curated, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started and get after your goals. They have 2-minute meals. You can fuel up with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They have pancakes, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. The best part, in my opinion, is that they are no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. It's really flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. You can sign up and save. They've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I was introduced to Factor through my dad, who literally always has Factor meals. They're so good. They're so easy. They make your life just simpler, faster, more efficient, all the things that we need. So head to factormeals.com/houseguest50 and use code houseguest50 to get 50% off. That is code houseguest50 at factormeals.com/houseguest50 to get 50% off.
Did you know, as an influencer, when you are a bride, you get wedding rates, so you make more money. So, like, for the business, I will be getting married
in that case next year. My next birthday party is going to be a surprise engagement, and every single photo is going to be.
And wait, it's like Brilliant Earth.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is offensive, but, like, I would do the engagement smile, like, every person that never mind.
Why would that be?
Well, like, there's a lot of engaged people. I think it's kind of like the joke, like the Disney adults that are engaged. It's like the.
Yes, you know what photo that reminds me of?
Me.
The bit of you.
Yes.
Well, Maisie, actually, something you might not know about her is that she actually is a model, a supermodel.
Yes.
It's another thing. But again, she is so humble. So you just, like,
I'm so humble. You would never know literally anything about me. Like,
literally.
The point where I literally just forget to tell people that I'm a supermodel.
Like, you could disappear into thin air.
No, literally. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I do want to be an engaged Disney adult.
You've never expressed Disney interest. Literally ever.
I'm just saying, they seem very blissful and happy.
No, I agree. I was actually saying this to Dom on the phone last night. And she was just, we were talking about our college experience that, you know, traumatized us so bad.
Yeah.
And we were like, someone actually, I'll talk about this with Dom. Like, these, you know when, like, someone who has been so horrible to you reaches out of nowhere, but it's like clearly they just, like, need something?
Yeah.
So anyways, we were just talking about it because it's, like, literally so crazy.
You know when I went dinner?
Yes, exactly. And we were talking about those days and I was like, I really do miss those because like life like felt simpler. And she's like, yeah, because we were like, you know, truly like I cannot stress this enough, like ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point in life where I'm trying to become more ignorant by the day.
Like a lobotomy.
Because I am looking for bliss.
Yeah.
So I think in order to find bliss, I need to be more ignorant. So as time goes on and I know less and less and less, like look the other way.
Yeah. I would do anything to be like a little 17-year-old at Young Life camp, not knowing anything about the world. People might think I'm really naive, but no, I'm not.
I'm actually really smart.
I'm actually, that's another thing. I'm so humble. You would never know how smart I am.
What are other things people like might not know about you?
Well, they know about my skinniest, waist, fattest ass. Yeah, but like maybe not because I don't post as many thirst traps as I should.
I am just more of like a whore than Maisie is. Yeah, like I got in the way that I dress. Like Maisie wears like more conservative clothing. I wear like tight stuff. If my boobs are out, I don't care. But I view that as like, I'm sorry, it's not my fault this bathing suit doesn't fit me. Like it's less of me making an effort and more of like it doesn't fit me and I don't care. Yeah. Kind of
like I got a Skims top and I got a large in the top and my boobs did not fit in it. And I was like,
sorry, you just have massive yonkers. Like, yeah. And whose fault is that?
Like I can't help it. Like I even pay for them.
Yes. Sorry, it's natural and they were given to me at birth.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, again, everyone thinks I have plastic surgery and I paid for it. No, I didn't. No,
yes.
But me returning a Skims bathing suit at USPS, like, you would never do that. You would,
Because out of principle, it's just not my problem that it doesn't fit.
Yeah, you would find a way. Like, but here's the thing is, like, I've been wanting to splurge on a bathing suit for so long and that wasn't the one for me. When you don't know, you know. That was not the swimsuit for me.
When you don't know,
when I
know.
Find the swimsuit that I'm going to splurge on, everyone's going to know. Because I'll probably post a thirst trap in Cabo in June when I go to a wedding.
When I'm trying to remember the name of the brand that I like that's good for large chest stuff. It's none of the ones that I wear.
I'm trying to think of the swimsuit brand that's really good for like huge boobs. Like the tiny waist and like really curvy butt.
Yes.
Like what's that brand?
Like if that body type, like that's representative.
That's the only one that fits me. Hold on.
Okay, but in all seriousness, I think it might be Somersault.
Okay, well, I have a Monday swimwear one on the horizon.
Oh, I like Monday too. Okay,
guys, Monday came out with this cobalt blue collection. It's cobalt blue ribbed.
Molly,
and oh my gosh, it's so freaking cute. But I didn't get it because this bachelorette that I'm going to this weekend, I needed a pink or yellow swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, they don't have that one. So I'm going to be splurging. So if you guys see my thirst trap in June in Cabo, please comment. Oh, that also is going to be when I'm meeting my husband. I have a guy on my radar at that wedding.
Okay.
So maybe that will be
convenient that you just got a swimsuit for that.
Yeah. Maybe that'll make me the 2025
bride.
If I become a 2025 bride because of this Monday swimsuit, that they need to sponsor the wedding.
Okay. So realistically, if you want to be a 2025 bride, it's March 6th now. Okay.
Okay.
So that would mean that you would be getting married next year, not even just engaged.
Okay.
So you would have to have like a really short engagement. And where are you going to elope? Like McDonald's?
Well, yes. But here's the thing. I can get engaged December 31st.
Okay.
And get married next
December 31st of 2025.
So I have time.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to have a wedding date, put that in my bio, and then I'm going to postpone the wedding.
Yes.
So then I'm a 2025 and a 2026 bride.
5-year engagement.
I'm going to be racking that up. I'm going to be on the knot. I'm going to have all the Evites. Yeah. I'm going to have all the, you know, whatever. But
I want it to be like a tabloid. Like, woman thinks she's getting married and takes it a bit too far.
Yes.
Woman, like, suffers from thinking she's getting married.
Suffers from thinking she's getting married. But, like, there's no groom the entire time.
No. Well, that's what I wanted to do next year for my birthday is because I'm going to be a bridesmaid in all these weddings. I wanted to end this crazy wedding bridal season with my own wedding. But send out invites, like, make it so obviously a bit, but invest in a really good photographer and videographer so that when people see it on social media, like there's comments like, how is this a real wedding? Like, is this real? Like have really questionable vows, like have the guy be like, oh, you're such a pain, but I just want it to be so obviously like painful. So I do want to throw a completely fake wedding one day. It's like how Trisha Paytas put some ton of money into these music video productions.
Yes.
I want to do that into a fake wedding.
Yes.
So if I'm not having a real wedding, I'm going to have a fake one in 2025.
Speaking of weddings, should we talk about our wedding sin?
Ah! Guys, oh my God.
Every time I think about this, I literally want to crawl up in my bed and like never leave again.
I have a hypothetical podcast episode in the future that's going to just be wedding etiquette 101 for brides, guests, bridesmaids, everything because I've learned a ton.
And we're the number one don'ts.
Yeah, and we're the number one don'ts because when I say I've learned a lot, it's from my mistakes. And we've been...
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to take this one away.
Okay, so we were at a wedding. First off, I get a plus one to a wedding. That's a plus one if you bring Macy. I get these a lot. We've talked about this. So I get that message. I'm like, hey,
you're not going to be getting those anymore.
No, by the way, that was the last one I'll ever get after this. So I get this message. I'm like, hey, do you want to go to this wedding with me? And she's like, oh my God, I would love to, whatever. So we're like getting ready. We go. We have a great time, whatever.
Can I just say, on the way to the wedding, I'm like, I think the biggest thing like with weddings is like just not leaving early. Like I think the bride has done so much, like they've put so much into this party. I think it's so disrespectful when people leave early.
Yes.
I'm aware of that fact.
Yeah. But it didn't stop her. So this is a Sunday night wedding, by the way.
Yeah.
And we had stayed well into everything, but we were so tired. I don't know what else we
both had come from like out of town.
Yeah. I think we flew back into the wedding. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. So we were both like, so tired. It was a Sunday night wedding. I think it was like 11 and we're like, all right, like I think
definitely like 9:30.
Okay.
We started at like 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever. You could have just stuck with 11.
Okay.
It would have made it look better.
It was almost midnight.
And by the way, guys, it was literally 2:30 in the morning. Okay.
I'm sorry. That was so toxic of me. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I think we're good. Like, let's just head out. We'll just dip out. Obviously, I'm not going to like take time from like the bride and the groom. You don't need to like tell them that you're leaving and like whatever, blah, blah, blah. I also heard that's like bad etiquette to do anyways, because it makes them think that like it's like dying down when it's not. Yes. It was literally just us going. So she's like, okay, the bride's over there. We're good to go.
Yeah.
And we leave maybe 20 seconds later. I'm going to have you take this over because I don't
know. You're going to have me take this over?
Okay, I guess I can continue.
Okay, no, I know this part better. So we're leaving. I just don't like to admit
it. Just like physically makes me cringe.
This is one of those memories that I blocked from my memory. So we're leaving and we're going out the front door. Kenzie's in front of me. She's going. And there's a photo booth right next to the main door that's kind of tucked away to the side. And the bride is in there taking photos, looking straight at where we're leaving.
Which, by the way, Speed Racer, Mrs. Speed Racer over there, she was literally on the dance floor 2 seconds before that.
Yeah. So yeah, Kenzie leaves before me and I hear the bride go, like looks straight at Kenzie. She sees her and then like you picture me like walking past the door next. It's kind of like a cartoon. Like you have Kenzie, the bride sees her, she goes bye. Kenzie doesn't see that part, and then Kenzie just sees me going bye. Like I like completely own, I'm just like waving goodbye. Kenzie's like, why are you saying bye? And I go, Kenzie, that was the bride right there. Like she was staring right at us. Like,
yeah,
so horrific. So that's gonna be in the wedding.
She was like smiling. Like, she wasn't upset.
She was not upset at all.
She's also so chill anyways. It was fine.
It was just the fact that like
we
were caught and I had made a point that we should not leave early. Mm-hmm. But everything else just like led us to that point. And oh my gosh, you guys, like I just felt so like then this part is even worse. Well, We backtracked. We're like, we can't leave. And we're like, she saw us leaving. So then we go back into the bathroom and hide in there for like 5 minutes. Like, why did we do that? I was like, okay. Now we leave. I'm like, what? Like, what was that? It was just, again, caught up in pure adrenaline. It was like me not asking for Danny's number, you know, like.
Totally. So it all comes back to Danny.
It all comes back to Danny. But
all gas, no brakes.
Oh my gosh. But you guys, that's just like one big wedding rule. If you're going to leave a wedding early, know exactly where the bride is in that second, because brides are mobile. They're moving around. Like you got to
walk.
They can walk. We didn't know that. Like we didn't know she had legs.
We literally had no clue.
How are we supposed to know? Like it's her wedding day. She should be sitting. Like,
yes.
So know where she is in that moment, because again, you can leave early. It's just like out of respect. Make sure she's busy dancing on the floor with her friends, because she's not going to remember in the grand scheme of things. But like, it was just a respect thing.
Yeah. And like, I still feel so bad about that.
I can still see her eyes.
And by the way, she's like,
I can see it right now.
No. And she's like such a nice person.
She's like the best person.
She's also been such a great friend to me forever.
Yeah.
Like she was like the first one to like drop things off for me. Like when everything happened, like literally. Yeah. No, I'm going.
She could have cared less that we did this. It was just like a moral compass thing. We felt so awful.
Yes.
And she's amazing. And the wedding was beautiful.
And we're like really sorry about that. And we hope you never know.
Yeah.
I feel like we should end it here because we obviously have so many other things that we could say, but
this is like one of those days where my mind's going way faster than my mouth. And like, I'm still wanting to circle back to like having a Disney 2025 wedding. But like, again, these could all be separate episodes. Like, I'm still wanting to circle back and like explain the B name that lied about himself.
Circling back to BBB, circling back to Danny from Georgetown, circling back to Ben from Bumble.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's not actually Ben from Bumble because of my True People search that I have a membership to.
Can you do it on the guy? Okay, wait, a guy just DM'd me asking me on a date. Should you do a background check on him just to make sure?
Yeah.
Okay, here's his name.
If anyone ever needs a background check, please send it to me. I also have a friend that like works for the government.
Wait, like, okay, he...
Wait! He's cute.
Yeah, he actually is really cute.
Wait, you guys.
I already showed you him.
I know.
I know.
Kenzie.
I know. No, I know. That's my
okay.
red flag.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I love him.
Okay, well, can you do a background check on her?
Yes.
Thank you. While Macy's doing a background check, I will say we're going to do a little giveaway for the bit. So anyone who
posts... We are?
Well, I just decided just now.
Oh.
So anyone who posts this podcast story or this podcast episode to their story, I'm going to pick someone to send the bit cards to. So be sure. And then also, like, I'm telling you guys, like, I'm doing everything in my power to get her to do a BBB episode because it is the best story I've ever heard. Oh, adds up. Wait, age.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, that's not what it said on the app.
Is he from? But
interesting. Okay. So I'm getting catfish too.
Well, but there might be multiple.
I don't think so.
Kenzie dated a guy my age. I would
no, like
literally
I
never hear the end of
couldn't.
It.
I literally couldn't. I like sometimes think about that.
It could be this one.
Oh.
Is he from? I don't want
to
explain.
I don't know. I don't know much about him, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Wait, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Start harmonizing. Yeah, I'm not really quite sure. Honestly, like, I don't need to know that much about him.
The giveaway.
Should I reply?
Wait, what were you saying? The giveaway. Yeah, reply. Always reply.
Okay. Well, fuck, I just opened it. Oh my God, I forgot to give you your gift.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to end the episode on me giving Macy a gift. I did get her an incredible gift that I think she's really going to love. And she's going to be opening it live on camera. This is why y'all need to be watching the podcast. And it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, Kenzie's not letting her good deeds go unnoticed. But I did give her a gift yesterday, and it was the Touchland hand sanitizer. Because when Brooke, Danielle, everyone was in town last week, everyone had the Touchland hand sanitizer except for Kenzie. And I'm like, Kenzie, like, you're not rich. You need it. So I was at Target yesterday, and I got her one.
Yes, because Macy is rich, and so she made me rich with this actually really rich hand sanitizer. And I'm really grateful for it. I brought it. It's in my purse.
Yeah, I got her the blue sandalwood scent. It's really amazing. Okay, now it's going to, like, not actually bug me, but, like, what thought did you start? It was something about the giveaway, but...
No, the giveaway for the bit is you just post a story.
Yeah, but you had something else funny that you were going on.
I did. And, like, I have, honestly, these days I have so many funny things to say. Actually, that's not really true. But
Kenzie's been so much more unhinged lately. It's so funny.
Yeah, like, I will say, like, I have, like, I don't care.
She doesn't hold back. Like, I used to be the one that would be like, Kenzie, like, can I say something mean real quick? And she's like, well, we don't know their backstory, Macy. And I was
like, so mean. Like, I need to stop. Even when someone's doing something that is so obviously, you know what we need to talk about?
But
thank you for bringing this up. There is another epidemic coming around.
What is it?
And it's girls on TikTok who are typically like 22 and blonde who are making TikToks nonstop about how everyone else is like an energy sucker and a vampire and taking from them. And this is why you should cut this person out of your life. And this is why I have literally never in my life seen a people group have so... Or seen a person have so many issues. Like, I'm sorry. Maybe if you need to cut everyone out of your life, maybe you're the issue.
Problem. I know.
And it's like, you should, why are you even thinking that deeply about, like, it's just not that deep.
It'll be like TikToks. It's like, why I cut off my entire family? I'm like,
well, okay.
Okay, so I'm not, okay, sorry. That was a bad example.
Some of those are fair.
Okay, that was a bad example, but, like, that's just an example of, like,
it's like Grandma Susie or whatever. Yeah. No, like, people who are, like it's like they're friends from college and it's like, you love college and you have no, like, I don't know, like, something about it.
It's out to get them.
Yeah, like, the world is not out to get you. And, like, I don't know. Something about it. They've really got to stop. And it does make me worried.
You want Kenzie's thoughts on anything? Let her know because she'll give them to you. Like, yeah. She's not holding back these days.
I called Macy at, like, 8 a.m. today on the way to the workout that she bailed on me for.
Well, I had a call.
Sure. And I was really going off.
Yeah, and I was like,
yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Because it used to be me. Okay.
Yeah, so you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Again, guys, watch on YouTube.
Thumbnail.
Oh, thumbnail. I bought her a car.
Best friend surprised me.
Yeah, okay. Literally.
This from like an antique shop?
No, actually, it's not. For once.
It looked like the one that you got yesterday.
It does, but just wait for it. Look at how cute.
Oh my gosh. The greatest friend there ever. You guys.
Isn't it so cute?
Wait. Oh, wait, you guys, I'm going to tear up because this has been my wallpaper for the last, literally, like, since we came up with the print, since Kenzie found the watercolor artist that beautifully made this. And again, every single, oh my God, this matches, like, every part of this just matches our vibe, everything so well. Like, this is going to go in my room.
Well, she loved the design and I did text Leslie. I felt like that was just, like, probably the best frame.
No, it is. And I am so lacking wall art in my room. Oh my God, it's so perfect. You guys.
Yeah, I didn't want to say.
If you guys want to, like, buy the print, let us know. And maybe I can, like, sell it behind Kenzie's back.
Yes. She can take all the profits.
Yes. Guys, like, me and Kenzie as business partners, I'm like.
No, like, I literally, I'm like.
I'm going to sign the contract.
She hasn't even signed a contract. But I was like, it just is, like, crazy. Like, we don't need a contract. But,
like.
We just did it.
I know. Like, what if I sued you?
You might.
You guys, look how cute.
Look how cute.
Wait, I really... Okay, I know we've gone through everything, but like I'm just going to go through it one more time. Like, we have the phone call for prank calling. Mm-hmm. We have the horse on a surfboard for California and Texas. We have the J name cards just because that was an iconic episode of ours. ETA 330, an analog clock with 330. A jet because I only fly private, aka boarding a group on Southwest Airlines, which I'm boarding group B today. We have some blue bonnets for Texas. We have some blue pom-poms for my Dallas Cowboys cheerleader career. We have a U up because that's a dare in here. And like, why not send a U up text?
She gets those.
Yeah, not because I get them.
She sends those.
So, yeah, sometimes I do.
Macy, well, you actually do, but the craziest thing about you is that like, I just can't, like a guy sending you a U up text, that's so not your vibe.
I know.
But it just like, it physically makes me like,
I know that we all get them. Then we have a spritz, but oh, and we also have a Diet Coke, but it says pop because I didn't really want to deal with Diet Coke's lawyers. Then we have a spritz because spritz girl.
Spritz girl. Okay, we really do need to end the episode because it's been going on for a long time.
54 minutes. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that is long because I still have ads to record, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Macy is willing to come back start to finish for a BBB episode, hopefully next month.
And just know that I'm going to have to do planning because every time I tell the story, I forget details and we cannot.
We did start a note at one point.
Yeah.
This is how crazy the story was. We started a note so we wouldn't forget the minor details.
It's insane.
But it is nice because like when one of us is telling the story, the other one butts in and like gives the details that are missing.
Totally.
Because it's really important context.
Totally.
We'll come in with like briefcases.
Yeah.
BBB in on duct tape.
I think he should be here for the episode.
Should we call him in?
How could we get like him on a friend level? Because I want to be his friend at the end of the day.
Do you think that he would be our friend after? I mean, we're not like, here's the thing, like, we don't dislike him.
No, we love him.
The story is just like too good.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed. If y'all are new here, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Follow Macy.
And I was going to say, and where can they find you, Macy?
And where can they find you, Macy?
At Macy Thompson, at Macy underscore Thompson, and then at Macy underscore Thompson with two N's on TikTok.
There you go.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.